The General Conference Session. The General Conference session held during the camp meeting was a profitable one. James White was delayed a day or two, and S.N. Haskell was called upon to preside at the opening meetings. Among the actions taken, one read. Whereas, the Biblical Institute lately held in California has proved so instrumental in the preparation of young men for this work, that, by its means, the number of laborers in that state has been almost doubled. Resolved, that Elders James White and Uriah Smith be requested to continue to hold such biblical institutes during the coming year, in such states and at such times as the General Conference Committee may advise. IBID. Another interesting action related to the gift of prophecy and its place in the Church. Resolved, that each year's experience in this message confirms our faith that God has chosen Brother and Sister White to fill a leading position in this work, that we never felt the need of their counsel and experienced labors more than now, and therefore we earnestly pray God to sustain them with strength and wisdom for their arduous labors. Whereas, during the experience of a quarter of a century of this work, we have invariably seen those persons and parties who have separated themselves from us in opposition to the gift of prophecy which God has placed in the remnant church go into divisions, confusion, or cease to accomplish anything in the work of present truth. Therefore, resolved, that we hereby express our continued conviction that we are largely indebted to the gift of prophecy, as manifested through Sister White, for the harmony and unity which this people enjoy. IBID. Meetings of the Auxiliary Organizations, the SDA Publishing Association, the Health Institute, the SDA Educational Society, and the General Tract and Missionary Society, were held one each on successive days, and the reports of each carried the signature James White, President. On Sabbath, October 6, following the General Conference session, Ellen White took the morning service in the Battle Creek Church. The meeting house was filled to capacity, and she made a deep impression on the audience. That evening the ordinances were celebrated, and the church felt they were favored by having James and Ellen White with them in the service. On Monday, October 8, they were off for Oakland and their home in the West. Of this, Smith informed the readers of the review in the issue of October 11. Admonished by the chill of approaching winter, Brother White returns to the mild climate of California. As he and Sister White again leave us, the prayers of this people go with them that their going may be a mutual blessing to themselves and the cause on the Pacific coast, and that in due time they may return to us in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ.